My name is Fiso Kuhle Mbutho, and today I'll be taking you through some of the highlights from our Redefine company update report. Just to start on the summary side of things, so they did come up with results earlier this month. Decent results, well, within management's guidance. There were a couple of areas to be tracked, one of them being the rental reversions around the office space, the other being interest cover. But overall, doing a look through of the results themselves, we haven't had a change in view and Redefine, and that's why we maintain our buy recommendation with an IV of 550 and an upside of about 14%. The reason why our view hasn't changed is because we still anticipate a further outperformance of the share itself, driven by yield level depression. I think the catalyst for that at this point is that interest rate cutting cycle that we've entered into, as well as a long-term reversion to more average levels of about 9.6% versus the current 10.4% that yield levels are at this point. Since the last report around August, we've seen yields fall about 40 or so basis points. The share price just go up just under 8%. But remain optimistic on Redefine in the sector. There hasn't been any new information that has warranted a change in our view and our call, and that's how we maintain it at this point. In terms of things that would change our mind, even from our original thesis, these two main points haven't changed at all. First being a deterioration in property fundamentals, particularly in vacancies and reversions. And the point of contentment still continues to be the office space, particularly their reversions. We are seeing a little bit of a better uptick in terms of occupancies in that space. But that would be one of the big main points for us. And the other one would just be an outlook change to government bonds increasing and having a more so negative effect on property performance overall, and especially Redefine in this case.